Today, I have the pleasure of chatting with James Marvel and Catherine Frady Marvel. Catherine is the artistic director and general manager of the Marble City Opera, and James is directing the company's upcoming production of Menotti's Christmas opera, Amahl and the Night Visitors. James, Catherine, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
So, Amahl and the Night Visitors. I'll be totally honest and admit that I know very little about this opera, so tell me what happens.
Amahl and the Night Visitors is about a boy who lives with his widowed mother, and Amahl has a crutch. He can't walk without the aid of a crutch. And on this particular evening, the three kings who are on their way to visit the Christ child end up stopping at Amahl and his mother's home in order to take a rest. And what happens during the course of the opera, there's a miracle that takes place in the household. So it's really actually quite an interesting Christmas story that I think families will love. And it's being performed at the St. John's Cathedral, and tickets are free. It's free admission for everybody. It's really a wonderful, wonderful way to create memories with your family.
You have some locals performing in this production. Who might we recognize as we watch from the audience?
You will probably recognize Daniel Webb. He is a fantastic performer, and he went to the University of Tennessee, and he lives in Knoxville now. And he performed with Marble City Opera last year in the world premiere of Talk to Me Like the Rain, and he has sung for us in a concert as well, and he's performed at Knoxville Opera and all over the United States, as well as a production of Baz Luhrmann's La Boheme on Broadway. And so he's really seasoned. He's fantastic vocally, dramatically, and you'll really enjoy him as King Baltazar. Dominic White is playing King Melchior, and he is from Knoxville. He went to high school here. He was in our production of Blue Monday, so if you were at that show, you would have seen him then. He is a fantastic performer. He went to the School of the Arts in North Carolina, and now he's back in Knoxville, and he sings with Marble City, and he has sung with some other choirs and churches around town, so we're very excited that he is joining us for this production. Other local performers are Peter Johnson. He is a graduate from the University of Tennessee from a couple of years ago. And he is still living in Knoxville, although he is singing, doing really well, singing at Nashville Opera and some other places around locally as well as regionally. And we did bring in one singer from Kentucky, Vincent Davis, who actually was also in our production of Blue Monday. He played the tenor lead, Joe, in that production. And he is really excited to come back to Marble City Opera. He has actually performed the role of King Casper before, and so it's really nice to have somebody in the cast who's done one of the roles. And he's hysterical. And so one of the things that we have added into the production of this Amahl and the Night Visitors, as James was telling you about the show, is a lot of comic relief. Sometimes Amahl, it's a charming piece, but sometimes it's not always played up. The comic relief of it isn't always played up, and we are really taking the singers who are in this production are quite funny, and so we're using that to our advantage, and I think it's going to be a delightful evening.
Now you have two young gentlemen performing the role of Amahl, correct?
Josiah Mustaleski and Joseph Corum are our Amahls. Josiah will be playing on Friday night, and Joseph will be the Amahl on Sunday afternoon. And they are both fantastic, so sweet. They're just charming, and their voices are beautiful. They've never done opera before. This is their first opera, but they came so well prepared. They knew their music, they know their notes, and everyone has been so impressed with them, not only vocally, but on stage as well. They're both 12 years old. They know each other. They're friends, which is really nice. So they have a lot of camaraderie in rehearsals and are very supportive of each other, which is wonderful.
Now, James, you're directing. Have you ever worked with young kids in performances before, or is this an entirely new experience for you?
One of the earlier experiences that I had working with a kid was in a production down in New Orleans at the Southern Repertory Theater. And the kid had actually attended a lot of performing arts camps and things like that, and was actually one of the most talented performers I've ever worked with. I mean, the kid was just a freak, you know, and he was really, really great. And I actually ended up talking to his parents, and I said, you know, I don't know what you guys do for a living, but if ever a child were going to move to LA and like try to pursue this, you guys should do that. And they actually ended up taking my advice. They just like picked up, went to LA, And then he ended up on as a character on the show Northern Exposure. I've really just been blown away by both of our boys who are playing Amal. They take blocking really quickly and easily, and they're performing at a really, really high level. I've been exceedingly impressed all the way throughout. There's no lack of comprehension when it comes to them. They're really excellent.
James, you just finished directing The Consul, which is another opera by Menotti at the University of Tennessee. And now you're doing another Menotti production. You're on quite a binge right now. Are you really enjoying your time with this composer, or are you ready to move on to something new?
That's a great question. I like to say it's a lot of Menotti. Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is that, you know, having just directed The Consul for the University of Tennessee Opera Theater and moving into this production of Amal, I feel as though I'm experiencing different portions of this particular composer's work, and they are really quite different in so many ways. So it's been a joy and a pleasure for me to get to know both pieces for the first time. I hadn't even heard Amal and the Night Visitors, and you know, a few months ago. So it's been really a fascinating process of getting to know that and learn that. And I have other productions coming up very shortly. So I'm a huge Menotti fan, and I think that he has a lot to say, both as a librettist and as a composer.
Well, just to add to what James is saying about Menotti, he's a very dramatic composer. I mean, this is a piece that he was actually NBC asked him to provide a Christmas opera, and it was the first opera that was ever going to be premiered on television. And so this was the first opera written for television specifically, and Menotti didn't know exactly what he was going to write about and came up with this story of Amal and the Night Visitors. But he's such a dramatic genius, really. I think if you saw The Consul, you would understand and relate to. And even in Amal and the Night Visitors, though very different storytelling, he's really, really, really good at being able to bring the drama to the music with the text and make it all work beautifully. And the timing is fantastic.
He actually started writing the opera in the November before the December that it premiered, which gives you a sense of, you know, what amazing things can happen in a very short amount of time.
He actually brought in his partner, Samuel Barber, to help him finish composing some of the pieces.
So Menotti was a procrastinator just like the rest of us.
Yes, I mean, I think when you, as all of us know, like when you're offered a project, you want to say yes. You want to work. You want to create. And so regardless of what the timeline is, you want to say yes.
And I think the other part of it is that, you know, sometimes it's not just a matter of procrastination, but that you're actually sitting around waiting for inspiration to strike you. I mean, I can think of several different productions, one of which was Turandot, where, you know, I had certain deadlines that were coming up, and I simply wasn't being struck by the idea and the thought that I was waiting for. But then when I figured out what I wanted to do with it, everything flowed. It was just like running downhill. It was great. I had this great momentum. Sometimes I think procrastination is really just giving your brain, you know, the opportunity to seize upon the proper inspiration.
This is a piece that has been broadcast over television several times over the past few decades. Will we recognize any of the music, or are the tunes familiar to only those that are kind of hardcore Menotti fans?
Well, a lot of people who I've spoken to about the opera have actually saw the original premieres on television. I mean, some of our fan base and audience members say, I remember when that was first shown, and they had a long relationship with this piece. I mean, this was something that came on television on a regular basis, and that they looked forward to it in a very real way. And so, you know, some of those people I know are extremely excited to, as I mentioned, my relationship with this opera is only a few months old, but we're actually performing this opera for people who have maybe a 30-year relationship with this opera or something like that, which is rather fascinating and exciting.
The performances will take place in the sanctuary of St. John's Cathedral, which has never really had an operatic performance held there. What's that experience like?
It's going really well. We're very fortunate to be able to be in the church this whole week. So we brought in our scenery and props and costumes on Sunday afternoon, and we have rehearsals in there every night this week. So that's fantastic, just to be able to have that much time in the space. It's a beautiful space. There will be, you know, a few sightline issues. So we're trying to make sure we guide the audience into the best locations to sit so that they'll be able to enjoy it the most. The cathedral has been wonderful about, you know, accommodating us in terms of our needs and doing whatever they can to help make the production go well, and even removing some things from the stage to create a little bit more space. I think it's a beautiful space that people will enjoy seeing the show in.
So you have an orchestra. Who's conducting?
Ace Edwards is our conductor for this production. He is new to Knoxville, just finishing his doctorate degree at Arizona State in opera conducting. And he is actually married to a symphony player for Knoxville Symphony, one of the violinists. And so that's why he's moved to Knoxville. We're very glad that he's here with us, and young, upcoming conductor. And it's been a lot of fun working with him.
James, as we've said earlier, you are directing this production, and Catherine, you neglected to mention that you are performing the role of the mother in this show. You two also happen to be married, so you're in kind of an unusual situation there, working together and your spouses. How's that process going? I mean, I assume it's going fairly well. Nobody's dead yet, so...
Well, we actually really enjoy working together. We met working together. I was a stage manager, and he was the director on the show, and we've worked many shows together in that capacity as stage director and stage manager, and we've worked as singer and stage director, and as artistic director and stage director. So many of our jobs have been that way. Most recently, we were in a production of La Traviata together. I was covering Violetta and singing Annina, and James was directing for New Orleans Opera, and we also did Amelia Lost together last year for Marble City Opera. James directed Amelia Lost, and I sang that, which I'm actually also premiering in New York in January. So that's exciting.
Yeah, and you know, the main thing to remember is that in the situation with Marble City Opera is at work as at home. Catherine is my boss. And, you know, yes. As long as you respect
as long
the hierarchy,
as it's on the air.
Yeah,
no.
As long as you respect the hierarchy, everything goes really smoothly.
Well, if that isn't motivation to get us to go to the show, a husband and wife working together happily, then I don't know what is. This should be a fantastic show to get us into the holiday spirit. We have a lot to look forward to. James, Catherine, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Catherine Frady Marvel and James Marvel. Catherine is the artistic director and general manager of Marble City Opera, as well as the mother in their upcoming production of Amahl and the Night Visitors. James Marvel is directing that show. The performances take place on Friday, December 4th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 6th at 3 o'clock. Both are held at St. John's Cathedral and are free and open to the public. More information can be found at Marble City Opera's Facebook page.